You'll always hear my cry. That's why I call on you. I call on you. I call on you. You'll always hear my cry. That's why I call on you. I call on you. I call on you. You always hear my cry. That's why I call on you. I lift you high. I lift you high. You always hear my cry. That's why I lift you high. Lord, I lift you high. I lift you high. You always hear my cry. That's why I lift you high. I lift you high. I lift you high. You always hear my cry. That's why I lift you high. I call on you. I call on you. You always hear my cry. That's why I call on you. I lift you high. Lord, I lift you high. You always hear my cry. That's why I lift you high. I want to take this time and opportunity to welcome all of you to RTD Church International Morning Devotion. In the morning, will you hear my voice? In the morning, I have prepared a sacrifice for you. And I will watch. Praise be unto Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Welcome all of you to this morning gathering as we gather to seek the face of God. I want you just to take a minute or two just to begin to thank the Father for giving you another day, a new day to glorify Him, a new day to lift up the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we love you. Father, we worship you. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you adoration for this day that you have granted unto us. Oh Father, may your name be lifted. May your name be exalted. May your name be honored in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. There is no one like thee, the King of glory. You are the Lord of hosts. You are the King. You are the mighty one of Jacob. May your name be lifted above every other name. Makosha Shabalantani Melitu Supatia Palanda Bia Koto Paladi Lepatu Supaganda Zepaladini Kota Balanda E Pababusha Shepalanda Mekeleta Saparadi. We bless your name. We worship you this morning. May your name be exalted above all other names. Hallelujah. You are our Father. You are our strong defense. And Father, we run unto you this day that we may not be put to shame. We submit our lives to you. We submit our mind, our body, our soul, our spirit. We command into your word of grace in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray this day that the Lord you have made, allow it be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, we pray that today may you give us our daily bread in the mighty name of Jesus. May you forgive our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. So Father, we pray, mighty Father Lord, that lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the schemes of the evil one. Every trap that the devil as for us concerning this day is there by counsel in the mighty name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over the hair, over the workplaces in the mighty name of Jehovah. Any place we go, we decree the favor of God. We rebuke any form of demonic delay. We commit our plans in the hands of the Lord. Lord, and they shall prosper in Jesus' mighty name, because it is written, with God all things shall be possible. And Father, we love you, we worship you, we declare thy glory, thy majesty, and thy power in Jesus' name. We pray. Hallelujah. Glory be unto our Lord. Glory be unto our Savior. Today we are going quickly to the book of Psalms. We are going to Psalms 25. Hallelujah.
Psalm 25. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in you I trust. Let me not be put to shame. Let not my enemies exult over me. Indeed, none who wait for you shall be put to shame. They shall be ashamed who are wantonly treacherous. Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day long. Remember your mercy, O Lord, and your steadfast love, for they have been from of old. Remember not the sins of my youth or my transgressions. According to your steadfast love, remember me, for the sake of your goodness, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore he instructs sinners in the way. He leads the humble in what is right, and teaches the humble his way. All the paths of the Lord are steadfast love and faithfulness for those who keep his covenant and his testimonies. For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my guilt, for it is great. Who is the man who fears the Lord? Him will he instruct in the way that he should choose. His soul shall abide in well-being, and his offspring shall inherit the land. The friendship of the Lord is for those who fear him, and he makes known to them his covenant. My eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he will pluck my feet out of the net. Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. Bring me out of my distresses. Consider my affliction and my trouble, and forgive all my sins. Consider how many are my foes, and with what violent hatred they hate me. O, guard my soul and deliver me. Let me not be put to shame, for I take refuge in you. May integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait for you. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his troubles.
Hallelujah. I hope you have been blessed so far with the reading of the Word of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Today we are going through the book of Psalms, chapter 25. By the grace of God, the Lord has brought us this far, all the way from chapter 1. Now we are on chapter 25, by the grace of our Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's thank God for this far that he has brought us as we pray the word of the Lord, as we go through the word of the Lord. I believe it has been an exhilarating journey going through this Holy Scripture, going through the Word of God every morning as we listen to the Word of God, as we pray the Holy Scriptures. I pray that your soul is impacted, that by the time we shall finish all the book of Psalms, I'm telling you, your bones, your spirit will be on fire. Hallelujah. There are doors that the Word of God will have commanded to open, and the seed you have sown will never go in vain. The seed of prayers, the seeds of devotion that you prayed this mornings will never go in vain in your life and into your destiny forever and for eternity. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in you I trust. Let me not be put to shame. Let not my enemies exult over me. Praise be to God. This is the Psalm of David. Praise be to God. David is talking to the Lord. David is telling the Lord that you are the Lord I have put my trust. You are the Lord I have lifted up my soul. I have put everything in you. And because I have put everything in you, let me not be put to shame. Praise be to God. Do you know when you have trusted in the Lord, you have trusted in Him, you believe in His protection. You believe in His covering. Praise be to God. The name of the Lord is a strong tower that the righteous run on to it. And the Bible says they are safe. Praise be to God. So David is reminding the Lord, is telling the Lord that with you, Lord, I have put my everything in you. Praise be to God. I have put my desires in you. I have put my need in you. I trust you for provision. I trust you that you will bless me. You will protect me. And let not my enemies exult over me. Praise be to God of Nazareth. Hallelujah. You know, it is a terrible thing to have enemies around you and they exalt themselves above you. They feel like they can square you. They feel like they can kill you anytime. They feel like they can mistreat you anytime. Praise be to God. It is not a good thing. Praise be to Jesus. But when the arm of the Lord is wrapped around you, you are not scared of how many enemies that are around you, because you trust in the protection of God. Indeed, none who wait for you shall be put to shame. They shall be ashamed who are wantonly treacherous. The Bible said, none who wait on the Lord shall be put to shame. Praise be to God. But those that their deeds are wicked, they will be put to shame. Praise be to God. And waiting on the Lord, they are missed. Those that wait in service, not just sitting down and relaxing. It means you are serving in the altar. You are pouring something in the altar. You are serving in the praise and worship team. You are serving in the usher team. You are the team that are cleaning the church, but you are waiting on the Lord. Praise be to God. You are going on mission, but you are waiting on the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. You don't wait on the Lord in the place of relaxation. You wait on the Lord in the field. The Lord will encounter you at the place of waiting. When you are after His Father's business, when you are after winning souls, praise be to God, He will meet you there and meet your expectation. Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Praise be to God. You know, that is something you can pray, that Lord, make me to know your ways. Teach me your paths. Praise be to God. There are things that God cannot teach you unless you desire yourself to learn. Praise be to God. You know, there are people that even if I meet today, there are things that the Lord will not permit me to teach them. Praise be to God. Because their hearts is not a ground that is yielded. You know, there are things that the Spirit may not even lead you to teach the person, because they will take it, twist it, and return to attack you with the same thing. Have you ever told somebody something, then they use the same thing to come and attack you with the same thing you are trying to teach them? Because their hearts are not prepared. There are things that you have to yield to the Lord. Make me to know your ways, O God. Teach me your paths. Be humble when you come before the Lord. Come like a child that is willing to learn, a child that wants to learn all truth. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all day long. Praise be to God. Lead me to your truth. Praise be to God. There are certain truth that the Lord has to lead you slowly. Praise be to God. Because our heart has a tendency of rejecting the truth. Praise be to God. Especially when it doesn't please, our flesh, praise be to God. There are truths that you, when you tell somebody, that will be the end of your friendship with them. Praise be to God. They will not want to meet you again. Hallelujah. Like the truth when somebody is living with a boyfriend out of marriage. When you tell them that is fornication, you need to stop it. Praise be to God. If you want to do things right, you need to get legally married. That is a truth. Praise be to God. God does not entertain fornication. The Bible says fornicators will stand outside. Praise be to God. So every minute you live with a boyfriend and a girlfriend and cohabiting, you are an instrument of hell. You are already in hell and you are here on earth. Praise be to God. That is the truth of the word of God. That is something that when you tell somebody living in that lifestyle, praise be to God, that could be the end of your friendship with them. Praise be to God. Because we live in a generation that doesn't want to hear the truth. We live in a generation with itching ears. Hallelujah. They want to hear things to entertain their flesh, but they don't want to hear the true word of the living God. So lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I will wait all the day long. Remember your mercy, O Lord, and your steadfast love, for they have been of old. Praise be to God. There are time where we have to ask God to remember mercy. Every day of our life, we need the mercies of God. Every day of our life, we need to call God for mercy. Praise be to God. There is no one that is above mercy. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Remember not the sins of my youth or my transgression. According to your steadfast love, remember me for the sake of your goodness, O Lord. You know, there are mistakes that you did while you were a young man. There are mistakes that you did while you were a youth that can torment you even to your adulthood. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Probably you are running around doing all manner of wicked things, robbing banks, stealing money, and doing all those things. Praise be to God. But now you have become an adult. You have given your life to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You need to pray and say, Lord, remember not the sins of my youth or my transgression. According to your steadfast love, remember me. Lord, I know that I did things that were not aligned with your will. Lord, I know that I did bad things in my life while I was a young person. I walked around, I slept with women, I slept with men here and there. But Lord, by your mercy, remember not the sins of my youth. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in the way. He leads the humble in what is right and teaches the humble in his way. Praise be to God. So for you to be taught by the Lord, you have to have the seed of humility. Praise be to God. It's very difficult to teach an arrogant person, because an arrogant person, they think they know even when they don't know. Praise be to God. So if you have a problem, for example, and you go for somebody to help you to come out of the problem, hallelujah, you can't go as if you know. Hallelujah. There are people who come for prayers to pastors, hallelujah, and they want to give you instruction on how you need to pray for them. They want to give you instruction on how you need to deliver them. And the question comes in, if you already knew the way, why did you come? Praise be to God. You could have just used the method and delivered yourself. There are people that sometimes they come and the Lord tells you to give them an instruction on what they need to do. Praise be to God. But instead they will say, why didn't you lay your hands on me? Why didn't you speak in tongues over me? Praise be to God. Because in their mind, that is the way out. But they don't understand that the ways of God and not our ways, neither is thoughts our thoughts. Praise be to God. So every time we come before the Lord, we need to be willing to be humble, because the humble, he leads to what is right. The humble, he teaches. Praise be to God. All the parts of the Lord, all the paths of the Lord are steadfast love and faithfulness for those who keep his covenant and testimonies. Praise be to Jesus. If you are a covenant keeper, praise be to God, you have to be a covenant keeper with God. The Bible said to those who keep his covenant and his testimonies, the Bible said the paths of the Lord are steadfast love and faithfulness. In other words, the Lord will never disappoint you. Praise be to God. The love of God is not like the love of a husband or a wife that can divorce you today, a boyfriend that can exchange you. No. The love of God is steadfast. In other words, it is immovable. In other words, circumstances doesn't change the love of God. Hallelujah. Suffering doesn't change the love of God. Pain doesn't change the love of God. Even when you lose your job and you don't have any penny in your pocket, doesn't change the love of God. There are people that will leave you immediately they realize you are penniless. Immediately they realize you don't have any money, they will leave you. Immediately they realize you have a terminal sickness, hallelujah, they will say, I can't endure him. Praise be to God. But the Bible said the love of God is steadfast and the ways of God are faithfulness. In other words, the Lord is saying, I will hold your hand if you keep my covenant. Praise be to God. There are covenant practices that a child of God needs to keep, beginning with your tithe. Praise be to God. Your tithe and offering is your commitment to the kingdom prosperity. Is your commitment, is a reminder that your life is tied to the kingdom of God. Praise be to God. So if you are not keeping that covenant, begin to keep it. It is a covenant. Tithe is a covenant. Praise be to Jesus. Keep it. Keep your covenant of salvation. Praise be to God. And remember the testimonies of the Lord in Jesus' name. For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my guilt, for it is great. Who is the man who fears the Lord? Him will he instruct in the way that he should choose. Praise be to God. So there are things that God can teach only those that fear him. There are things that the Lord wants to teach you today, but you have to be very humble. Hallelujah, to fear him. The Bible said the fear of the Lord is departing from evil. Praise be to God. You can't be seeing evil and you walk into it. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. You depart from it. If you have evil friends around you, you depart from them. Hallelujah. If you're used to cursing, you have to stop cursing. Praise be to God. If you are used to dress inappropriately, hallelujah, take those inappropriate dress out of your wardrobe. Praise be to God. Throw them in the garbage. Praise be to God. That is the fear of the Lord, because whatever you want to do, you want to please your maker, not your co-workmate when you appear with your miniskirt. Praise be to God. Praise be to Jesus. The fear of the Lord is departing from evil. Praise be to Jesus. When you want to please God, the Bible say he will instruct you, he will lead you, he will come to give you more wisdom on how you need to live for the glory of his name. His soul shall abide in well-being, and his offering shall inherit the land. When you fear the Lord, the Bible says your soul shall abide in well-being. Your soul shall abide in blessed places. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. And your children shall inherit the land. In other words, your children will become leaders in the land. Hallelujah. Your children shall be blessed in the land. Your children shall become the pioneers of different projects. Hallelujah. Your children will spear movement in the land. Your children will spear revival in the land because their parents stood with Jesus. Hallelujah. Your children shall preoccupy the gates of their enemies, the places of power in the military, in the business, in the hospital, in the government, in the church. Oh, the Bible says your children shall inherit the land. The friendship of the Lord is for those who fear him, and he makes known to them his covenant. There is a covenant that goes beyond salvation. The Bible said to those, the friendship of the Lord is for those who fear him, and he makes known to them his covenant. Do you know there are men that have made a covenant with God? No wonder when they call on to God, the sick has to be healed, the blind has to see, the deaf ears has to pop open, because they have a covenant with God. There are men that had covenant with God that the Lord will not permit their words to fall on the dry ground, because they have a special relationship of dedication with the Lord. Praise be to God. So if they speak that there shall be no rain, there shall not be no rain, not because the Lord has said, but because of the special covenant they have with God. Men like Elijah had a special covenant with God, but he called for no rain for 3.5 years, and it never rained in the land, not because the Lord had spoken, but because of the special covenant. There are things that the Lord will permit you to do. You can go to a crusade ground and it wants to rain, but as a man of God, you can command the rain to stop, and the rain will not rain until the crusade is over, because of the special covenant you have with God. Because of the special covenant Joshua had with God, he had to command the sun to work for him. The sun had to stop, praise be to God, and he had to extend time because of a special covenant you have with God. You know, when you have a special covenant with God, you will do extraordinary things. You will do things that men are not able to understand. Praise be to God. They will be wondering, why is God always answering you? Why, when you pray for the sick, they are always healed? Because they don't understand that there is something special that connects you with God, and God has to answer with you. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. The friendship of the Lord is for those who fear him, and he makes known to them his covenant. My eyes are ever towards the Lord, for he will pluck my feet out of the net. You know, when your eyes is focused on the Lord, the Bible says he will pluck up your feet out of the net. You know, there are people that have put nets for you to be trapped. They have put nets for you on the streets. They have put nets for you in the workplace. They have put nets for you in your home. Praise be to God. They want you to be trapped everywhere. But when your eyes are focused on him, the Bible says he will pluck out your feet. Hallelujah. He will remove you from that place where they want you to fall. He will remove you from that trap of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. Bring me out of my distress. Praise be to Jesus. Consider my affliction and my trouble, and forgive all my sins. That can be the prayer of somebody today, that the Lord be gracious to me, Lord, for I am lonely and afflicted. Are you in need of God? Are you lonely and afflicted? Is the boyfriend have broken your heart and you are crying in your bedroom? You don't know what to do. Turn to the Lord. Turn to Jesus. He's near the brokenhearted. In the mighty name of Jehovah. Hallelujah. Consider my affliction and my trouble, and forgive all of my sins. Consider how many are my foes, and with what violent hatred they hate me. Oh God, my soul, and deliver me. Let not me be put to shame, for I take refuge in you. May integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait for you. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his troubles. May integrity and uprightness preserve me. There are things that can preserve you to live long. There are things that can keep you in the perfect will of God. Hallelujah. And that is integrity and uprightness. Whatever you do, let integrity be inside. Whatever you do, do it uprightly. Do it unquestionably. Praise be to God. Don't do negative things behind people's back. Let whatever you do be put on the light. Praise be to Jesus. Don't go in the back bribing people to get things. Praise be to God. Let integrity and uprightness preserve your life in Jesus' mighty name. I hope you have been blessed this morning. Please, if you have been blessed, remember to share the video. Hallelujah. Don't just enjoy and leave others out. Praise be to God. I did my best to cover up that Psalms 25, and I pray that the word has blessed you and your life will never remain the same. And in the name of Jesus, I want us to open our mouth and begin to bless the Lord this morning. I want you to bless the King of Glory. I want you to bless him, hallelujah, for being good to you. Hallelujah. Bless him. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless him. Bless him. Bless him. Bless him. Bless him. Father, we bless you for your wonderful word. We bless you for the things that you have done. We bless you for your word is powerful. And Father, this morning we humble ourselves to the power of your word. We humble ourselves to the power of your salvation. In the mighty name of Jehovah. Oh, Bashateli Mihanda Zibalantana Zikatalada. Ibababujande Melite Sepananto. Father, we pray that the word we have that has been spoken be established in us, oh Father. For the secret ways of God are revealed to the humble. And Father, we pray that you reveal thy covenant to us in the mighty name of Jesus, that integrity and uprightness will preserve us, will keep us away from trouble. In the mighty name of Jehovah, in thee we take refuge. In thee, hallelujah, we rely on you, our Father, our darling, our Lord, our husband. We give you glory, we give you honor. Lepa soparadi, lepa sopanda mikalianda zapelekatai, lepanda mantazi pakatola bihenda. We give you praise for your word is powerful. We give you praise for your forgiveness, oh Father. Forgive my sins. Forgive the sins of my youth, oh God. And forgive my transgression. Forgive the things that I did while I was a young man, when I didn't know better, mighty Father, Jehovah God. Let those things not torment my life. Let those things not torment my destiny. The mistakes I did while I was a young man, the mistakes I did while I was a young woman, mighty Father, may you rub them off out of your memory. May you rub them off out of your book in the mighty name of Jesus, because my life is submitted unto you. I want to wait on you. I want to serve you with all of my life. I dedicate my life on you, because when my eyes are focused on you, you will plug my feet out of the net of the devil in the mighty name of Jehovah. Makosha Shebalanta, Father, hide my life. Hide me inside you. Hide me inside you. Hide my future inside you. Hide my spirit inside you. Hide my family inside you. Hide my ministry inside you. I want to grow in you. I want to know you better. I want to know your ways. Reveal your covenant to me. Reveal your ways to me. Instruct my heart on the ways it should go in the mighty name of Jesus, so that I am not led astray, so that I don't fall into the trap of the enemy. Hey Baratane, Le Pabo Shalia, Le Pendia Bakota Bileta Bizenia. Instruct my heart on the good way. Instruct my heart on the way everlasting in the mighty name of Jehovah. Father, I want to be planted in your house. I want to be the oak of righteousness in the mighty name of Jehovah. Preserve my generation. Let my children preoccupy the gates of their enemies. Let my children and myself inherit the land. Inherit the land. As your word says, we shall be the head and never the tail. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, release your mercies upon our life, upon our destiny, upon our children. We rely on your steadfast love. We rely on the mercies of God that are new every morning. Impact us with mercy. Impact us with mercy. Impact us with mercy. Impact us with mercy. Impact our future, our life, our destiny with the mercies of the kingdom of God. Abo shaleta zebilento zopa baba bo shaya lepeke tebelete balanda binekata. May the word that has been spoken tonight be established in our life, manifest and bear fruits. Let it bear fruits a 50-fold, 100-fold, in the mighty name of Jesus. For the glory of your name, we pray and believe in Jesus' mighty name. God bless you all in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you again for tuning in this morning. Remember to share your testimony. Praise be to God. If you haven't given your life to Jesus, remember to surrender to the living God. We are coming to an end of this morning devotion in Jesus' mighty and awesome name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we worship you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you honor. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious to you. And may the Lord keep you. And may the Lord grant you peace in Jesus' name. Go out in the power of his strength and fulfill what God has commanded you to fulfill this day in Jesus' name. Stay blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Have a wonderful, impactful day in Jesus' name. Shalom, shalom, shalom.